As usual, there are many wonderful things that we celebrate today. Of course, it is the day of the week that is dedicated to Our Lady, to the Blessed Mother. And the Mass that we celebrate today is the Mass of the Immaculate Conception, which is the Mass for Fatima. And of course, we are the shrine of Our Lady of Fatima. And thus we read the beautiful lessons from Ecclesiasticus, which we oftentimes hear, and the Gospel, which remind us of the reality of the gift that Jesus Christ gave to us from the cross on Calvary as he was about to die, the gift of his mother as our mother, and that we are to be her sons and daughters, all represented by the beloved disciple, St. John the Evangelist, who recounts it for us here. It is also the feast of St. Vitus, to whom we pray every day, especially for protection against hurricanes and storms. And he was martyred with his friends, Modestus, and his mother, Crescentia. Now, St. Vitus is also one of the 14 holy helpers, and his martyrdom, which took place around the year 303, was most atrocious, the likes of which should make us shudder. He was dipped in a cauldron of burning lead, plumbum in Latin. Imagine how much that hurt. But yet, when they pulled him out, because he didn't die, he was like if nothing had touched him. So eventually, after many tortures, they beheaded him, and also his companions, Modestus and Crescentia, who also suffered terribly their martyrdom. And of course, today is also the anniversary of my first Mass. And it was a very special Mass in the chapel of the Holy Family of the Dorothean Sisters in Rome. And among those who were at attendance and who was the principal sacristan for my Mass and for that chapel was one of Venerable Lucia dos Santos' friends and companions, because future Saint Lucia was a Dorothean sister. The Order of Saint Dorothy established in the 1800s by Saint Paola Frassinetti. And then later on, she received the inspiration from Our Lord and Our Lady to become a cloistered Carmelite. Anyway, the sacristan, Mother Modesta, who was one of her companions in the convent of the Dorotheans in Portugal, she was the principal sacristan of my Mass. So all the way back to the beginning, and of course, to my first Holy Communion, Our Lady of Fatima has played a very central and important role in my life as a Catholic and as a priest. And so we give thanks to God for this great gift. From that moment on, he took her to his own. May that be part of our epitaph when the time comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.